Welcome to the Peace Growth Here podcast. I'm your host, Yelena Theofilatos, with my Blooming Heart Hypnotherapy and Coaching. And this is a place for you if you're looking for business strategies, emotional wellness, advice, and stories from fellow ladies entrepreneurs. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning back to listen to the Peace Grows Here podcast. I'm your host, Yelena Theofilatos, and today I'm so excited to have Renata Trebbing, who is a nutrition and hormone coach, here with me. I had a pleasure to hear Renata speak about hormones before. We actually participated in a group podcasting kind of a networking event where we all talked about podcasts. And I remember she was asking about topics for her podcast and the posts. She is making amazing content, super helpful and valuable for you to check out. And from that point on, I've been following her because I'm a female and I have hormones, you know, and they fluctuate. So I am just so excited to get to know her a little better and introduce her to you, my dear peoples out there. So thank you so much, Renata, for coming to the Peace Grows Here.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to chat.
Yay. Awesome. Long time coming. Finally, we're doing this. So yeah, I'm just excited to get into what you're doing, of course, and who you serve. But before we get there, I'm really curious to find out about your personal journey with what you're working on right now. Maybe some sort of a story, some sort of a realization, the inside, the mental health challenge, life challenge that you have gone through to be who you are now and to do what you are doing now. If you could share that with us, that would be beautiful.
Of course. Well, to your point, all of us women, all of the men as well, have hormones. And so specifically for me, I had a very interesting hormone journey that started off, I think, really similarly to many young girls or teens or young adults, where I started on birth control. And the reason why I started on birth control was to prevent pregnancy. And I continued to use it up until the time where I met my husband. And then I stopped using it when I wanted to have children. So this was a really interesting journey because throughout my 20s, as I was using birth control, I didn't notice any adverse side effects from using it. I would just continue to use it regularly and then met my husband, as I mentioned. And when we started to have children, I stopped using it. Mm-hmm. Now, the really interesting thing that occurred was after I had finished having my first three children, and as you know, I've recently had my fourth. Yay! There was a long gap where I wasn't having kids. And so I resumed taking birth control. And by that, I mean the synthetic hormone pills that mm-hmm. you can get. They were prescribed from my OB-GYN. Mm-hmm. And I thought everything's just going to be like it was. I won't have any problems. I'll just continue with the birth control as I did before. But it completely shocked me because I had a very different reaction to taking birth control after I had already had children. And one of the major symptoms that I experienced was that I would have breakthrough bleeding. Now, what that means is that when it wasn't supposed to be my week of inactive or non-hormonal pills, which typically would cause your quote-unquote period to occur, mm-hmm. I instead would have bleeding for 2, sometimes 3 weeks out of the month. Mm-hmm. And the bleeding could be really light spotting, or mm-hmm. it could be enough bleeding that it would require some form of period product mm-hmm. to capture that blood. Mm-hmm. And this continued for literally years. But I didn't feel comfortable going back to my OB-GYN mm-hmm. after I'd noticed it happening for a few months and say, you know what, something's not working. Instead, I continued to suffer through it until the next year's OB-GYN appointment. And it got to the point where we had changed birth controls, we changed the type of medication, the ratio of the different synthetic hormones in those birth control pills, but it wasn't stopping the breakthrough bleeding. Now, that was the major symptom that I had, but I also had other symptoms. For instance, I would have severe mood swings. I would have a real drop in energy levels. I would feel ragey or I would feel weepy at various times during my cycle, and I didn't understand why. So, what was really interesting was I happened to stumble across someone on, I think it was Instagram, and they were talking about the potential side effects of birth control. Now, for me, I hadn't yet realized that the breakthrough bleeding I was having was a side effect of the birth control pills I was taking. And I also didn't realize some of the other potential side effects, such as increasing my risk of things like cervical cancer or cervical polyps. So when I had read this particular Instagram post about the side effects of ongoing usage of synthetic hormone birth control, I realized, wow, these are the exact symptoms I'm having, including I had recently had cervical polyps that had been burned off. So I thought, oh my gosh, I had no idea. I really did not realize the severity of the side effects that ongoing usage of birth control was having on me. In addition to the fact that, and this may also be something that many women don't realize, if you find that your libido is also decreasing significantly, that can be a side effect of birth control pill usage for a long time. For me, I had been on it for decades. So I continued to do my research and I found out all this crazy side effects from using birth control. And I made a decision after much research and after discussing it with my husband and both of us being in agreement that I would stop taking birth control. Now, for so many women that go to their OB-GYNs and say that, they get met with a lot of criticism. So the doctors have said to women, and you can read this in various different forums, as well as all over social media, when women go and they say, I don't want to take birth control anymore, there are definitely some doctors that are not in agreement with that decision and instead can be really harsh with their patients when they disagree with them. So I, had all my research ready. I had everything in my back pocket just in case when I went to see my OB-GYN and tell her I'm no longer going to need birth control, she was antagonistic. But thankfully, my OB-GYN was amazing and she was totally understanding. So she said, okay, yeah, that's totally your decision. Of course, the possibility for pregnancy is still there without precautions being in place, but this is your decision. And I was really grateful to have a woman, an OB-GYN, who could understand my side of it and be supportive of my decision. So I got off of birth control, and I got off of birth control, let's see, pretty quickly after that discussion, immediately stopped taking any active synthetic hormone pills. And the result of that was life-changing. So I had no idea how much those synthetic hormones were essentially muting my life. It was like I went from black and white to technicolor. Like, in The Wizard of Oz, when they start off in black and white and then they finally go to the Emerald City and it's all bright, beautiful, vibrant colors. That's what I felt like my life became because I felt everything so much more strongly. I was happier. I was more joyful. I stopped having breakthrough bleeding, which was huge. I stopped having severe mood swings. I stopped having severe energy swings. And part of the reason why that occurred was not only from stopping the birth control, it was also because I had done a lot of due diligence, a lot of research on nutrition to help me to balance my hormones so that I would have a positive experience coming off of the birth control as opposed to feeling worse. So I knew what nutrients to put back into my body. I knew how to eat, how to drink. how to manage my lifestyle so that I could really balance my hormones naturally, which was amazing. I really did not realize how dull my life had become because of the synthetic hormones that I had been using for years. And so, because of that, that's really why I have now dove headfirst into nutrition and hormones, because I've seen a huge benefit from being able to recognize my symptoms, to being able to stop the synthetic hormones coming back into my body, to understanding my cycle on a really deep level so that I can eat in accordance with my cycle, so that I know the nutrition that helps me feel my best without the use of anything external, such as synthetic birth control pills.
Thank you so much for sharing. It's such a, I feel like it's a story that so many ladies out there can relate to, and of course you can attest for that because I'm sure you have many interactions with women with similar stories or something else that they have gone through in regards to birth control and hormones and nutrition. And it's so empowering to use nutrition. And in my case, I also been using, I'm not really as consistent with it right now as I should be, the fertility awareness method, and a few more things to keep myself unpregnant, so to say, because that's still an important thing to do. But it's been a journey for me too of like learning about my body and the cycles instead of relying on something external that is so pushed, it's so pressed on us. So I could definitely relate a lot to what you said about how doctors react when we don't want to take birth control or just yeah, have our doubts about that. It's so much bravery that it takes to really take control of our health in this way, because of course it does invite those antagonistic conversations. So thank you so much for inspiration. I would really love you for you to really share a little more about what you do and how you help and what are those ladies out there that should be like listen into this a little more closely so that they can yeah get inspired and maybe reach out to you as well.
Thank you. Well, I'm so glad that my story resonated with you. And I, to your point, I have heard so many women that have reached out and said something similar. So what I do is I help women figure out, number one, what are the symptoms that they're experiencing in regards to their cycle behavior. So that could mean, are they having really heavy periods? Are they having a lot of cramping? Or it could be the other end of the spectrum, like they're having difficulties getting pregnant. So any and all of those symptoms are really what I'm looking at with each individual woman in order to determine what is their hormone pattern. So essentially what that means is, what are their hormones telling us that they need? Because I love to say our bodies are giving us clues all the time. We just need to learn how to listen and decipher those clues. So those symptoms help us to see, okay, this particular hormone might be in a deficit, or this particular hormone might be in excess. And then what we can do with food and lifestyle practices are actually help to balance those hormones naturally while still taking into account the ebb and flow of various hormones throughout a female's menstrual cycle. So it's really important for me to help to teach the women more about their symptoms, to understand them, and then also connect it with food, connect it with certain minerals, vitamins, macronutrients, etc. And then what's been really amazing is it's such a natural approach. It's such an understanding approach as opposed to a restrictive approach that lots of women feel that they're able to have healing in their bodies happen so quickly. So it might be 30 days, they'll start to see an amazing improvement in their PMS symptoms, for instance, or they'll be able to have better gut health because gut health and hormone health are so closely intertwined. So we really want to be using food as a tool for hormone balance, as a tool for self-care, as a tool for nourishment of not just the body, but also when your body is feeling better, our brains feel better, our mind feels better, and we have better energy as well. So it doesn't just exist in a vacuum. What we put into our bodies affect how we see the entire world because it affects how well we feel.
So can relate. I just went deep down the memory lane in my world experience with how food can be medicinal in a sense, like Ayurvedic medicine.
Yes.
Like Ayurveda is all about healing with food. And I have a bit of a very just quick story about how I one time I lived in New York then I lost my period. I didn't have it for, I don't know, 9 months. And honestly, I did miss it. You know, I was okay with it to a degree. I never been on birth control. That's an interesting, I guess, fact, because the country that I'm coming from, Russia, it's not necessarily a thing. Like, it's not something that is as popular as here in the States. So when I lost my period, I went to a doctor like after 9 months of not having it, and I because I wasn't, you know, sure. I think I should have it back just so I know that I'm not pregnant. And I'm like, okay, what shall we do? And of course, they really wanted me to get on birth control because they're like, how come you're not on it, first of all? And then like, that's the way to get you started, you know, get your period started again. And I'm like, I will kind of explore some other options. And I was a yoga teacher at that point, so I knew about Ayurveda by then already. So I went to an Ayurvedic doctor instead. And besides from like diet food, specific food that she prescribed to me, she also gave me herbal pills, just like pressed herbal pills. And they started my period within like 2 days. My period came back. And I was like, whoa, like,
Wow, that's amazing.
I didn't have to take any chemicals, didn't have to start on birth control, just took those herbal pills and that got the thing going. So from that point on, I'm like, yep, I believe in the power of nature. I always have, but that definitely just confirmed that to me.
Wow, that's a powerful share. Thank you for that.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't really have a much opportunity to share about, but I think this kind of fits in into the what you do and how you help people, because that's understanding. I really when you said that word, like understanding your cycle and what you need at certain points, I think that's so powerful. I did not know until I was like in mid-20s that I can only, maybe a little younger than that, that I can only get pregnant a certain time of the month. I thought I could always get pregnant. This is how little knowledge I had about hormones and the cycle. And then I read that fertility awareness book, and that just like, oh my goodness, like I can, it was just so empowering, that self-understanding and those terms. So I can't imagine like how your clients feel like that clarity and just like, oh my goodness, I understand so much more about myself and my body that nobody else can do for us. No doctors can ever have that experience of our bodies like we do. And of course, we are our main healers. And it's amazing that we can heal each other with food because we eat it every day.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, I feel like I took a little bit away from what you do, whom you serve. I wonder if you could just share a little bit more about, I don't know, like I'm imagining you had clients that had like breakthroughs of their own, of their eyes opening up to like the truth about their bodies and how they can help them. Maybe you can share a story, like a case study from one of your clients.
Definitely. So one woman comes to mind immediately because I think she's a great representation of how sometimes us women just accept that our PMS symptoms. So for this particular woman, she was having incredibly heavy periods. So that means she was having so much blood flow that she needed to change her period products roughly every 1 to 2 hours on her heaviest days. In addition to that, she was having a lot of cramping and a lot of clots. So, obviously, when she was observing the blood, there was a lot of and greater size of those clots in the blood. Now, in addition to that, we have some emotional and mood related symptoms. So for her, she felt like she became a totally different person in the week leading up to her period. So she would get intense rage. She would feel so disconnected from the people in her life, such as her boyfriend, her coworkers, her family members. And she would be so irritable. It was starting to affect her relationships. It was affecting her work life. And she just didn't feel like her normal, happy, vibrant self. So she reached out to me and she was like, I just don't know what to do. I don't feel like myself. I feel like there's something wrong with me. What should I do? So I met up with her and I listened to all of her symptoms. And I allowed her to literally just share everything and anything that was on her mind. Her emotions and her mood had gotten so detrimental in roughly the week leading up to her period that she had intense road rage one particular time where she was in a parking lot of a grocery store and someone cut her off as they drove by. And so typically, if that would occur to, you or I, we might just let it go, not consider it and not follow up. But for because of where she was at with her hormones, where she was at in her cycle, she had intense rage. And so she followed those people in her vehicle. And then when they stopped, she got out of the car and started yelling at them. And as you can imagine, for most people, that would be a really unusual thing for you to do. Thankfully, she was on the phone at the time with a friend and they heard this whole thing occur. Now, the people in the other vehicle were not bothered by it. They let it go as well. So in the end, it ended up okay in terms of there was no consequence to that particular action, thankfully. But that's just an example of how much of a swing her emotions and mood had become during her week before her period was to begin. Now, the reason why I share all of those symptoms is because for many women, they have very similar symptoms. They might have the cramping, they might have bloating, they might have the anger, the frustration, the irritability. And they just think that it's normal. But what I want to point out is it may feel normal to you because you've been experiencing it for many months, but it doesn't mean that it is something you should continue to suffer through. So the reason why I say this is because what we were able to discern for this particular client was it wasn't just PMS or premenstrual syndrome. What she actually had, and what was later diagnosed through lab testing, was that she had something called PMDD, and that stands for premenstrual dysphoric disorder. So basically, what that means is it's like you have the very, very, very worst kind of PMS, and you have that consistently for greater than 3 months. It's affecting your work, it's affecting your relationships, you feel like you're someone else. You're unable to potentially control your feelings because the hormonal shifts are so severe. It's really affecting how your brain is working, how your emotions are being regulated. It's affecting your nervous system regulation too. So this is a really interesting case study because this is the thing that I had mentioned to her, what it sounds like she has. And then through lab testing, so what we did was we did lab testing for every phase of her cycle. So for anyone that isn't aware, the menstrual cycle has four distinct phases. You have the menstruation phase, which is where you're bleeding. The phase following it is called the follicular phase, which gets us to the ovulatory phase where we ovulate. And then the week prior to the menstruation phase occurring again is the luteal phase. So those are the four phases. And what we did was we did lab testing to determine her estrogen and her progesterone levels in each of those phases. Now, what was really interesting was the lab testing proved what we had thought was happening, what we had hypothesized, which was that she had an excess of estrogen in her body. When we have too much estrogen in our bodies, we can have really heavy periods. We can have really bad cramping. We can have a lot of clotting, all the things that she was experiencing. And in addition to that, the difference between the estrogen and progesterone levels, noting that progesterone is kind of the feel-good hormone that helps you to feel better. If your progesterone is really low in comparison to your estrogen levels, that's what's causing a lot of that mood disruption or energy disruption. And so for her, it was clear cut. We were able to see, yes, our hypothesis was true. She's very estrogen dominant and her progesterone is incredibly low. So once we saw that, once we had the data, we also could be confident in the approach that we were taking to help to heal her body. And that was through nutrition. So we started off with really minimizing a lot of the refined foods. We wanted to make sure she was getting plenty of nourishment through lots of whole foods instead. So I just want to say, first and foremost, it's not about restriction, but we just want to prioritize really nutrient dense foods. And so for her, meal prepping helped because then she wouldn't have to think about what she needed to eat. We also used seed cycling. So seed cycling is simply where we take certain seeds and we eat them during different parts of the month to help to support hormone production and synthesis in the body. So this was one of the things that she was religious about doing. And within 30 days, she already noticed how the heaviness of her flow decreased. She didn't have the extreme mood or energy disorder like she had in previous months. And then she found like, oh my gosh, I notice that I'm not getting as irritable. I notice that I don't have the rage that I had last month. So she was able to have the awareness of how things were changing in real time. And what we did was we just used nutrition thoughtfully and purposefully to help her to continue to balance her hormones. And so I'm really happy to say she's continued with that way of eating. She hasn't had any recurrence of her PMDD. And so I really want more women to recognize, even if your PMS symptoms are quote unquote normal for you, you don't have to continue suffering through them. There's actually things that we can do to help to minimize or completely eliminate those PMS symptoms so that you don't have to dread your cycle starting. You don't have to feel annoyed or frustrated when you're having your menstruation phase. Instead, we learn to care for ourselves in a new way so that we understand our cycles and really see the incredible power of it.
Yay. Oh, so can relate, not in my own body, but I'm realizing as you saying that I have been having many clients coming for therapy, and one of them particularly stands out, a woman who were like, oh, where I'm experiencing, is it depression? Is it anxiety? Is it just like, because of the way my hormones fluctuates? And a lot of the women who are diagnosed with that particular, what is that again? P
EMDD.
PMDD, yeah.
Yeah.
They like now, of course, Western medicine, they will be treated with antidepressant and anti-anxiety medication, which of course doesn't help with the core problem here, but tries to fix the symptoms, which is, Western medicine, that's what it's all about. So I had a one client once, and she was experiencing exactly what you were saying about the client of yours, like that rage. She one day, couple of days a month, she could even like pinpoint it to the day. She would track it. She brought her calendar in. She was like, this is a day where one time she also followed the car.
Oh,
And
really?
yeah, there's that. That's like very similar story. And she's like, no other day I would be doing this. Well, they kind of the other car kind of instigated the conflict, so she reacted and
Oh.
responded. On a different day, she would let go, but this particular day, she would follow them, and she would have suicidal thoughts on this day. She just would be so irritable and just like very much a day or two of that. And we came up with a solution for her how she would want to spend that day in a way of like taking care of herself. But of course, I couldn't necessarily provide insight in how you eat to help your hormones. But we definitely were looking into that instead of medicating her, with depression or pills or whatnot, because she sensed that that was happening, and it sounded like, especially after with the story that you're sharing, that was definitely in play, her hormones fluctuations. So yeah, ladies and gentlemen too, but ladies in particular, whatever you are going through mental health wise, just my input here. Look into her hormone, your hormones, and how they might be impacting your mood, and that we don't necessarily need to be medicated for that whatsoever. We need to be tuning into those changes in the foods and self-care and whatnot. And that brings me to, of course, the last question. And since we're pretty much at the time, I would put you on a spot a little bit here in a good way. And ask you to share with us just one thing that you would like to share that the ladies can take away into the life, because I know that they can learn the rest from your content on Instagram. So my heart is at peace that even though you just share one thing, they can, learn about the rest of those beautiful things that you share on your Instagram. So one thing we can take away, or inspiration, or self-care practice that you would recommend.
Yeah, this is such a great question. And I really believe that more women need to be tracking their cycle and their symptoms. So there's lots of different ways to do this. There's so many apps available to be able to help you, or you could literally just write about it in a journal, whatever works for you. But it's so important to start understanding your cycle, understanding your hormones through tracking. And so what I mean by that is tracking when you start your next bleed phase or menstruation phase, tracking any symptoms, like if you feel like you get really bloated or the rage or anger that we talked about before. But it can also be things like as you continue towards your ovulatory phase, do you feel that slight cramping when an egg is released, which around 40% of women feel that egg release feeling, also known as like an ovulatory cramp? Or tracking things like what cravings do you have? What workouts feel good for your body during each of the phases of your cycle? For me, this is a really quick method of self-care because you're looking after yourself as you're going through each of these phases. You're figuring out what feels good for me right now, and that is allowed to change. We don't have to be the exact same person every single day, nor are we designed to, because our hormones are fluctuating throughout each of the phases of our cycle. So track your cycle and track your symptoms. You'll be amazed at the things that you'll learn about yourself as you continue to track, because you'll start to notice trends. And these trends can be really helpful for us in order to what we call cycle sync, or synchronize our life with our hormones at various phases of our cycle. And that's one of the most freeing things that you can do, because instead of being tied to a 24-hour cycle, which is more so a masculine hormone cycle, we instead are able to see a month view or a full cycle view, so that we can learn when's the best time for us to, for instance, do presentations, when's the best time for us to approach new clients, or perhaps do some more introspective work to be able to figure out what do I want my life to mean? Like, what do I want my business to focus on in the next month? So it's really beautiful. It's a really incredible practice when you start to track your cycle and symptoms, what can come out of that.
Yeah, I can definitely attest to that and how empowering it is to see what your capacity, your energy level is like depending on the day, and how I don't know, it's just beautiful to be able to attune ourselves with what's going on inside, and also figure out how we can organize our life to support that. It's a topic really close to my heart. I've been researching a lot about so-called toxic productivity and how we can get stuck in that like push to be more productive and striving and constant go, go, go. Why in reality we have ebbs and flows. We are cyclical beings, and that's just f male. Every human body is actually cyclical. We sleep, we're awake, and all of that. But female bodies are particularly are designed, like you said, to be attuned to that. So maybe that's just a not just a self-care practice for ourselves, but it's a beginning of a new order where we live listening, by listening to our nature, our deepest nature, which is all about, finding those times doing what feels best instead of just do, 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 do at all times. Just not what we made to do ultimately. So I'm just so grateful for you coming here. And just before we, and I would love for you to let us know where we can find you. What is the best way to connect with you? And again, you don't have to spell anything. Everything's going to be in a show notes. So everyone, if you want to look it up, just go into the show notes and they'll be right there for you.
Well, thank you. The best place to reach me is on Instagram. So my handle is at nourish underscore with underscore Renata, and I'm sharing every single day tips for nutrition and hormone balance.
Yay, that was quick and easy. You know where to go. This is your CTA call to action, everyone. Apart, in addition to what you said about tracking the cycle. And I feel like tracking you, following you, I mean, on Instagram is a great reminder of everything that you just shared, the importance of taking care of yourself in this way. So, yeah, I hope people will flock to your account in big quantities for their own good. So, yay, thank you so much for coming again. So grateful to have you.
Thank you. This was so fun, and I appreciate you so much.
Oh, thank you. And thank you everyone for listening. May you take care of yourselves and thrive. And yeah, I'll talk to you in the next episode. Thank you so much for joining us. And if you like this episode, you can help me to spread the word about it. Feel free to leave a review and share about it with a friend. I really appreciate your support. Thank you.